Hello, I'm Małgorzata Bonikowska.
And I'm Tomek Kniat. Welcome to Polcast.
Poland and all that jazz. Some of you may be wondering why we chose this tagline for our podcast. Well, it has something to do with music and with Chicago.
Poland and jazz?
Exactly. Jazz played a huge role in Poland's fight with communism. It was actually a symbol of freedom and strongly linked with all genres of art that struggled for artistic independence. Jazz was banned from the radio. There were no jazz records in stores, no books, but Poles, as Poles always do, didn't give up. They learned all about jazz by listening to a shortwave radio broadcast of Willis Conover's Voice of America Jazz Hour. People smuggled jazz records from abroad, and that's where they got the inspiration to create their own, quite famous Polish brand of jazz. Soon, this is what Polish jazz got to sound like.
This is how in 1966 jazz inspired by Polish folk music sounded like. Mixing traditional folk motifs with jazz was one of the ways to get around government censorship. Jazz was not the only Western music banned by communist Poland. For example, rock and roll was replaced by big beat. The name rock and roll was censored.
Jazz is huge in Poland now. There are world-famous jazz players and composers, and about 30 jazz festivals in Poland, highly regarded by the who is who in the world of jazz. We will come back to these interesting music issues. For now, here is a fragment of something special. Polish jazz composer, genius as they say, visionary Krzysztof Komeda, composed this famous lullaby from Oscar-winning Roman Polanski's movie Rosemary's Baby. Poland and All That Jazz has another Polish connection. All That Jazz is the famous song from the musical Chicago. And Chicago, beautiful windy city, is really important for Poles. It has 1.5 million Polish inhabitants.
It is the second largest Polish city in the world.
After Warsaw.
You will hear all kinds of music here on Polcast, not only jazz.
Music and much more than that.
We want to talk about things that are of interest to our listeners and show how these things relate to Poland.
We want to show valuable initiatives that people engage in Poland and around the world.
Modern Poland as an attractive country.
Because it really is. And most of all, we really want our podcast to be fully interactive. So we're hoping for your feedback, comments, suggestions, whatever you want to tell us. Just get in touch with us through our website, mypolcast.com.